This is Travel Michigan. I'm Dave Lorenz from Pure Michigan with special guest host Tim High. With thousands of miles to hike, bike, and explore, Michigan is becoming known as America's Trail State. ORV riders will want to know about two weekends this summer when they can ride the trails for free. Whether you're looking for a fun and easy family getaway or a big night on the town with friends, Mount Pleasant offers something for just about everyone. It's the 125th anniversary of the railroad coming to one northern Michigan town. The train no longer visits Charlevoix, but railroad enthusiasts will want to be there for the commemoration. And they're making a movie to share the history of Holland. This town, known as a favorite for those who love tulips, is about much more than Dutch lore. We travel Michigan next, where your trip begins at Michigan.org. It's Travel Michigan. I'm Dave Lorenz, along with Tim High, our special guest host. And Tim, we only have time for one more guest on this week's program.
Yeah, and do we have a special one now? His name is Rob Bird, and he's a film director, and he has the privilege of putting together a wonderful new film about Holland. And I tell you what, Rob, once you get inside putting together these kind of productions, I've been told it's kind of like having a baby. How deep are you into it right now, and what can we expect?
Well, as far as the baby goes, it's not quite that, but I tell you what, for this year, I am married to it. And, we are putting together a program about Holland, Michigan, which is going to be not just a history lesson. It's going to be about what Holland is today. And, of course, when you talk about where Holland is today, you've got to mention the history. So there's some history in it to get us to where we are, but it's really about what Holland is right now.
Well, it's a unique project. I know a lot of filmmakers, working in Lansing, we talk to a lot of filmmakers that are doing various, films around the state. And usually they're either action-packed type things or they're, some kind of fun story made up in somebody's mind. But in this case, you're talking about a real community and what it's like in Holland. So what are people going to expect when they see your film?
Well, I would say this is going to be a true reality film. It will be reality. We're not going to be sending people back saying, hey, can you walk through here again? We catch it as it happens, other than, the writing that goes into it to really get us to where to the story that we need to tell. But that's what it is. It's going to be a reality film about Holland. It's not going to be, people fighting with each other, because that's just not what this town is about. But, it will have a little of the bad. But it's going to be mostly good. Obviously, if we go and say how good this community is, and that's all we say, nobody will believe us. So,
yeah.
It hasn't all been, apple or, roses here, or tulips, so to speak, in Holland. But it's a pretty wonderful community.
Well, that whole region really is such a beautiful area to live in. It's an economic powerhouse, really, a great industry. They're on Lake Michigan or just off the lake on Lake Makatawa. And then into to Zeeland, it's a great area. So, your film, how long do you expect it to be, and how are people going to find it?
We are at this point calculating a PBS length. Not saying it's going to be on PBS or anything like that, but the length for a typical program for an hour is 56:46, and that is what we're shooting for. We're also going to have a shorter version, probably 20 minutes to a half hour or so, that will be played on a continuous loop at the Holland Museum, which is kind of how this whole thing came about, was to, in partnership with them, to get people to see what Holland was all about and get people to visit the museum also.
So, Holland is more than just a Dutch community, as I'm sure you're finding. Are you following individuals around and, their life in Holland, or are you kind of just setting up in an area and figuring out things as it comes?
Well, as a group, we have the Holland Film Group, which is, there's, I think, 10 of us on the board, historians and people who've been here all their lives. I'm kind of an outsider from South Haven. They brought me in as a director to see maybe a little different point of view and to see it a little bit differently. But it's all these people have come together, and we kind of put together a short list, not really a short list, but of about 25, 30 interviews that we've done so far on community leaders, and then not just the community leaders, but people that are business leaders in town and people that are professors and musicians. Really a big smattering of people and very diverse group we have. Holland is a very, very diverse community, and you see it when you're here, and you can almost, it's almost hard to believe how this community performs together being as diverse as it is.
You know, Rob, when you have that kind of diversity, you're going to learn things that you probably never even thought of about this town of Holland. What's one thing that you've learned that you can tease the audience with that will make them want to watch the film?
Well, that's like our first question on all the interviews we asked everybody is, what do you think is the most distinct part of Holland, or what really sets it apart? And most people, they when they say it, it's kind of a core two or three. The people, religion, innovation, and collaboration, which are all kind of common threads that we use in this documentary. There are a few other ones, land and water, and entrepreneurship also, which is a big part of the town too, which has been a huge part in it growing.
Well, as these themes kind of develop, as you talk to people, do you expect that you're going to kind of grow on those themes and get various opinions, like in a documentary style, on the various themes that you see popping up?
That's exactly what we're doing. And you're hearing it from a very diverse group of people, right from corporate leaders right down to folks walking the street. And it's with everything people say about Holland, there hasn't been negativity. Well, part of that's going to happen when you go do an interview, because people just aren't going to be that way. But I try to dig it out of them, and it's almost impossible to do it. They can't think of many things that are negative about Holland, Michigan.
Well, and besides all of that content there, what a landscape that you get to put this into. What do you tell us some of the beautiful things you're able to film?
Well, as of right now, I'm looking at my crew. I'm on the corner. I'm downtown Holland right now doing the interview, and I'm watching them shoot some tulips and lots of people. So, you know, a lot of people watching and tulips going on right now. And it's the right time of the year to see people downtown, that's for sure.
You mentioned the diversity of the town, and I know there are a lot of folks who have retired to Holland. It's one of the best places to retire to, according to a lot of the rankings, but it's a university town as well. So talk about that variety of opinions that you're getting from people of different age groups.
Yeah, well, there's never really been much infighting within Holland as it was growing, but there's always kind of, okay, there's the college, there's Hope College, there's the town, and then there's Park Township, which is kind of another entity off a ways that is another own community. But it's what people say is that this is just one of the best places they've ever been. And that's also, you know, when you mention that a lot of folks come here to retire and to live in with this lake here, that's what's happening.
Yeah. So the film, once it's produced, you're going to be showing this at the Holland Museum, and of course you're hoping to be on PBS as well. But when do you think it'll be done, and how will people find the Holland Museum? Can you give them an idea where you're going to be located and where it will be shown?
Well, it'll be shown at the Holland Museum, and you can always find out more at hollandmuseum.org, I think is what their website is. We're looking to find some commercial outlets or some televised outlets, but there's never any promises made until we get something finished here. But what we're also going to be doing is having some premiere showings at the beginning of December in 2017, when this is all finished, at the Knickerbocker Theater in Holland. And we're going to have a special one for those that are contributors and those that have been in it, and as interviews or what have you. And then we're going to have two or three public screenings that all the public is invited to.
And I would presume that people can find out more at your website?
They can. We don't have those exact dates posted on it as far as the premieres, but they will be there soon. But hollandfilmgroup.com is where you can find a lot of information about what we're doing and see pictures of everybody that's part of our group and see some of the news coverage. So things like this that we do, you know, we put those on so people can listen to the interviews later if they like. And we've been having some pretty decent numbers of people checking out our website.
Yeah, it should be fun. I can't wait for you to finish. You expect it right around December or so, with a showing at the Knickerbocker and, of course, at the Holland Museum as soon as you can. Our thanks to Rob Bird, director of the Holland Film Group and director of this film that's being put together. Talk about Holland, the beautiful little town of Holland. For more information, go to the website, hollandfilmgroup.com. www.thefilmdirector.com. Well, Tim, I sure do appreciate you having filled in today in today's program and last week's program as well. So thank you for taking the time to join us here.
And thank you for having me, Dave, and letting this tradition of telling stories about all the things to do in Michigan continues on the Travel Michigan Show.
And, of course, one of the places people can go to is Mackinac Island, one of the favorites. What's the website for people to go to?
MackinacIsland.org.
Our thanks to Tim High for filling in on today's program. And that's all the time we have for Travel Michigan this week. We'll talk to you next week here on Travel Michigan, where your trip begins at Michigan.org.